Hello everyone, we're here with Jonas and we're talking about the Sweat Lodge ceremony. This is something that I haven't experienced myself yet, so I'm going to be as much of a student as you are in this conversation. So Jonas, please, what is a Sweat Lodge and what is the history behind it?
A Sweat Lodge is a traditional Native American and South and Central American ceremony. It is a very beautiful ceremony for purging your largest organ on your body of toxins and pushing the energies out of this body and cleaning your vessel. It is a passage of rite in its own. It is a ceremony in its own. It is something that is healing through so many different types of therapies, through water, through heat, through the connection to earth. It is something that I got so excited every time we had a sweat lodge. I made sure I was there to as much participate in the building of the lodge, in the building of the fire, in the blessings and the prayers to the fire, in the care of the stones, in every part of it that I could. And because I love this. This is something that is so healing and moves so much energy in individuals. I've seen people with claustrophobia come out of that and never experience their claustrophobic tendencies ever again. And it pushes all areas of your being. You're in a dark, tight space, super hot, but it's with intention, it's with a circle, it's with a guide, it's with prayer, it's with understanding that this is as healing as anything that I've experienced with indigenous medicines. This is one of the most beautiful experiences that you could possibly have on a journey like this. You will be so happy once you go in and finish this that I can't, it's just, it bubbles up in me thinking about it because I know what's coming and I know what is going through your mind. And I know what the feelings are in and around it. And I know how it feels to accomplish it and finish it. And I do push everyone. I will say push because sometimes you have to push yourself with this. There will be times in between what they call doors in this ceremony, where they bring in these stones from the bottom of the fire that are glowing red, and they bring them and they put them into this pit in the center of the teepee. And there's times when that door's open and you just want to get out and you're not going back in. Push yourself, go back in, you know, be that warrior in that moment. And you will be happy when it's over. You will sleep so good after this. You will feel so light after this. I've literally seen and weighed myself. I've lost so much weight, and it's not that I'm losing weight. It's that water coming out of your pores, out of your body. You sweat so much. You push so much out of that large organ, our skin, and you become so light and feeling because these toxins are released. And gosh, I miss it just thinking about it right now. I'm really, I get excited just the idea of going back to Posada in my head right now and going and lighting the fire and lifting up the prayers and calling in the spirits to guide us through this ceremony. It fills me. And it's a beautiful, beautiful experience that you will come away from happy when you're finished. But they work through fire. They work through the fire, through the earth. You will be sitting on the earth You will have access to water, showers, the river afterwards to rinse all of this off of you and to come to a center that you probably don't realize that you have, to hit a vibration that you will remember, to have that connection built with the stones, with the fire, with the water, with the songs, with the prayers. You're going to love it. It's going to be something that you probably go back home and seek it out, you know, and they're happening all over the world. Sweat lodge is happening everywhere. There's no laws that I've seen anywhere in the world that says you can't have a sweat lodge. And these things are happening in your back door. And it's just something that you probably don't know about. So it is a beautiful experience and you will be thrilled to have it.
So that was an amazing testimony for it. And that covers most of my next questions, which was the experience and the benefits. So from what I'm hearing you say is that, you know, you feel lighter, you're cleansing toxins from the body, you're overcoming the mind's urge to want to run from the heat. I know what I'm like when I'm in a sauna. I'm like, I don't last that long. But then there isn't the intense ceremony or intention behind it. And as soon as there's a challenge in my mind, at least I can only speak for myself, but I tend to run towards the challenge. So I'll be interested to see how my mind copes with such intense heat. I'm naturally a hot person, but fire is a wonderful element for me. So I think that's great. So I guess with a little bit of history and what it is already, it's in a teepee, it's like a hot environment. Obviously you're working with each other. So is there any, you know, health related things or anything we need to disclose to people before we go in? And if so, you know, what are they?
Yeah. Again, you're being open and honest with your facilitator. Your medical history is important. You know, high blood pressure is something that people need to know. They will position you within the sweat lodge where they know that it works best. They will keep you closer to the people that make you feel safer. Any type of heart related issues need to be discussed and explained ahead of time. Any types of phobias like claustrophobia needs to be discussed ahead of time, but not feared. You know, you're in a circle with a group of people going through an experience that causes you to tribe up, is what I call it, really quickly. And you build the connection so fast and you become, you know, one essentially through this process, which is why I always recommend a sweat lodge around medicine. And just understand that being open and honest with your medical history and all facets of it and being proud of it is what is most important around this type of ceremony as well. And you will feel much safer once you've discussed and disclosed everything with the people that are coming to the ceremony, with the circle that you're going through the ceremony with, and with the people that are facilitating the ceremony. That's the safest thing I can tell you. Because each facilitator has different ways to work with each condition that could exist within a group. So just be open, be honest, and be proud of it. And it's part of you. And they will hold you and they will get you through it. And you will appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jonas. I think unless there's something else that you would like to share on top of that, I think we've got a really very similar message to the Eye ceremony, really, which is about the disclosure and the honesty and the openness and the tribal aspect. You know, we're all part of this together in that support structure. Is there anything else on top of? Yeah.
I just want to break down kind of quickly, like what to expect as far as like how that physical ceremony goes. There will be an opening prayer You will gather around the fire. You will set your intentions. You will have a history, a little bit about Sweat Lodge. You will meet the people leading the Sweat Lodge. You will have Olympia. They'll clean you energetically, probably with Kapal or tobacco. And then you will file into the Sweat Lodge and they will start to bring in the stones for the first door. And they call this a door is just the first, let's say quarter, if you're a sports person. But you're going to go in and you're going to, they'll bring the stones in. They'll apply the water, the steam. They'll do their prayers. They'll go through the session. Depending on the group and how strong the group is and how strong the energy is, I can't give you a time limit. There's no 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 15 minutes. I've seen doors last 5 minutes. I've seen doors last 45 minutes. So you'll go in. You'll sit down. You'll go through the first door. And then they'll open the door. They will bring more stones in. They will reset the door and you'll go through round two. And typically, then that ends. They open the door, they bring in more stones. And at some point they will bring in the water and they will share water within the, in the circle inside the teepee. And that will be the third door. And then the final fourth door, they will open it and bring everybody. Everybody will be inside. They'll bring in more stones. So essentially there's going to be four openings and four closings. And then they will close the ceremony inside and then you're out and then you're washing. You know, the most important thing is then to clean so that your body doesn't reabsorb what is come out of your skin and out of your pores. And it's messy. It's a messy experience. You're probably going to have dirt and sand all over you. That's okay. That's part of it. That's part of getting back to earth and feeling it. They will, afterwards, you'll have a big meal, usually something super grounding, usually roots in a soup of some sort. And then you'll sleep like you haven't slept in such a long time. Rehydrate, you know. That's the physical experience. That's what the physicalness will happen while you're there in that ceremony, just so you kind of have an idea.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Jonas. I think that has sold me on it. Yeah, I obviously haven't done this before, but the reason why I wanted to put this in was because of partly that curiosity that I have, and secondly because from what I've heard through like a few of the podcasts and stuff that I've listened to, and is the wonderful transformation that people go through on that internal level during their session. So yeah, it's definitely something I am excited for. And I hope the people that are listening feel more enticed into and now know what it is that they're potentially signing up for. And I look forward to seeing them there and looking forward to seeing you there, whoever might be listening. So Jonas, thank you so much for your time once again, my friend, and look forward to our next chat.